Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dual Screens Gamescast. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Fontana, and with me, as always, each and every week, he's here to yell at me through his computer screen about the news. He is Andy Asimakis. How are you, Andy?
Is it June? It feels like we're in the middle of E3 week, because all the news that dropped recently, today alone, was a huge dump of information. And we're blessed. We're truly blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed indeed. I 100% agree with you. There is way too much news. We have on our docket here, let's see, in the news that didn't make the cut, we have, 9 items. And then, of course, we have our 4 on our normal news thing. And nothing in the hype zone, as far as I could tell. But for those of you that are new here to the Dual Screens Gamescast, this is a show where Andy and I go over the news that you absolutely need to know about, and we decide who are the biggest winners and losers of the week. And of course, we talk about gaming's past, present, and future. The Gamescast posts each and every Monday for your listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice, including Podbean, and the following day on YouTube. And of course, you could follow everything we do on dualscreens.com. And on Twitter at NDS Podcast. And on this week's show, holy hell, Sony closes up shop, Nintendo crushes sales expectations, and Microsoft forgets what gameplay means. Oh, and Mortal Kombat 11 is getting a massive update, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, because there's just so much news. And there's also so much more content for you to absorb with your ears and eyes. As Dual Screens is concerned, because we have other shows. That's right, Andy. We do have other shows.
A lot of shows.
We have Dual Screens Versus, which just put up its second episode of the season on Friday, and that's with Patrick Hickey Jr. That was an excellent show, getting a lot of great feedback on that one. And those post every other Friday on this very same channel, so you don't even have to go anywhere else. And you also don't have to go anywhere for our flagship show, the Dual Screens Podcast, which is all about us interviewing video game developers, voice actors, and other talent that make the video games that you love. And we give them a platform to tell us their story. And last week, we had Mike Jarrett coming on to talk about Postal 4, No Regrets. And this following week, very exciting episode, we have the two gentlemen who made the Seinfeld adventure video game pitch. And let me tell you something.
Tell me.
That's a hell of a show. And I listened to most of it while I was editing it, because it was just so entertaining. And typically I just kind of cut the thing and I put it together.
Right. You don't give a shit. Just throw it up there.
But that was a lot of fun. That show was a ton of fun. And of course, rest in peace, Jerry Stiller. Who, of course, was Frank Costanza.
It's like he knew. I want to give our show an extra bump, so I'll pass away in this week.
In the algorithm.
Yes.
And folks, if you want to support the show and you support us and everything we do, please, you can do so on patreon.com/NDS podcast, just like our Patreon producer, Colton, the Apprentice Nestler. We cannot continue to grow without all of your support, especially in this very trying time. So if you do have an extra dollar lying around, you can use it to support us on Patreon. And if you want to support us on Twitch, which I haven't plugged in a long time, it's very easy. You get Amazon Prime, then you get Twitch Prime. That's a free subscription. Go to twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams, which we record this show live each and every week, and you can give us your subscription. We're going to also have some more content going up here on Twitch as well, so stay tuned for that. And if you want to follow me on Twitch, where I do my own stuff, that's twitch.tv/batchild. That's twitch.tv/batchild. And now it is time for Adventures in Gaming! 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 Andy, what have you been playing?
My life is the Retro Game Club at this point.
Ah!
I finished another PS1 game recently, and that was The Misadventures of Tron Bonne, which was a spin-off prequel to Mega Man Legends. And it's funny because it was my first time beating this game, and I realized at what point I stopped playing it over 20 years ago. I was like, oh, that's why I never finished this fucking game.
Because it sucks.
No, it's a great game. But the plot is your brothers get kidnapped. You have to raise Zenny to get them free. It's like a gambling. It's like a loan you have to pay off.
Okay.
You have to raise 1 million Zenny to pay off the initial debt to get your brothers back from this gang. And then when you pay off the debt, It's like, oh, there's interest. Give us 2 million more, Zenny. I'm like, fuck
two
this.
2 million.
So I was like, fuck this game, said 18-year-old Andy at some point, I imagine. But wow. I was like playing, like, oh yeah, oh yes, this is why I stopped. This is why. But I soldiered through. I got through it.
You did it.
It was a great game.
You did it. Yeah.
20 hours later.
20 hours. Holy hell, that's a lot of hours.
We have you can also train the serve bots, and there's 40 of them to train. Some of the cutest mini games you ever played in the game, I'll tell you right now. You have to serve them food at one point. It's so adorable. You have to see it. You got to see it.
Interesting.
I'm playing some of that. And what about you?
Can't get past level 4 in Streets of Rage.
Here we go.
So that's been annoying. I don't know why.
You have to crawl up that, buddy. You got to crawl up that, I think.
I breezed through the first three levels, no problem. Didn't even lose a life. And then fourth level, it's like, no, F you. I'm like, oh, geez. Like, okay.
You're not that good at this game.
I don't know if I beat it by last week, but I did beat Final Fantasy VII. I don't know if I did that before last week's show.
Ooh, is it time?
So soon? That's done.
This week? Can it happen?
We got to do it. And we also have to do our bonus show. So we have a lot of content we need to record.
We got to do a back-to-back recording.
This is the week to do it, though, because we have shows in the can for podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're so good.
This is definitely the week to do it.
We're really good.
We actually have two bonus shows to do, but we didn't put up the topics yet for May.
Yeah, we can do them both. It's fine.
So
let's wing it.
That's top 10
White Castle menu items.
Top 10 White Castle indigestion moments. What else? If you want to check out the pre-show, you can know all about my White Castle endeavors. What else? I've been playing Apex Legends, which we'll get into in a minute of Apex with Steve. Predator, been playing a lot of Predator, liking that a lot. That's a lot of fun. They still got to fix those unlocks because they are terrible, and possibly the shooting, which is the main thing you do in the game. but it's fine. Animal Crossing, still playing a lot of that. I'm playing a lot of persistent games. I'm not playing like I didn't go back to Control yet. Which I'm going to do eventually.
Or Resident Evil 2 or Bloodstained.
Yeah, I didn't do any of those yet. Like I'm still playing all of my.
You're in it for the long haul games.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I'm in that mood. I do
interesting
have
choice. Interesting
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'd advise against it, but hey, teach their own.
I have a couple of games that I'm going to be playing for first plays and for review. But I haven't played them yet, so there's no point in talking about them. But yeah, that's really all I've been playing recently.
Okay.
All right, exciting so times. Really quickly, let's get into a minute of Apex.
Do it
with Steve. But before I'll
take a drink while you do that,
I'm gonna wait till the clock reaches a round number so that I can keep track of it all and begin. So they started season 5 today. I did not play yet on season 5. I will when this recording is over. With Mikey Kirsch. What up, Mikey Kirsch? They introduced a new character, and now we know her abilities. And her abilities are that she can see rare loot through walls.
She can smell fear.
She knows where it is. She can teleport by using a disc that she throws, and then you hit a button, and she teleports to where the disc is, which is really cool. And her ultimate is she throws down this beacon, and all of the items that are around the beacon get sucked into it, and your team can just go in there and steal all the and take the items. Now, here's the thing. All three of these are ideas that I came up with for various characters in my character of the week that I would submit to the number one Apex Legends podcast, Jumpmaster. Now, we're approaching our 1 minute, but I have to say, Respawn, I'm coming for you, and I'm bringing a cease and desist.
Did they get you? Yeah, you got.
Do you want me to... Listen, I'm at the minute, but do you want me to elaborate? Because I can.
Slightly, but now don't go for too long.
I had one character that their ability was they were a hoarder, so they can see all of the they could see if there was a rare item in a box because the box would be a certain color. So if it would be gold, if there's a gold inside, it would be purple if there was a purple inside, and they'd be able to tell so they could pick and choose which ones they go to. That was one of their abilities. I had another character whose ability was their tactical ability was you hit a button and you just point a reticle at the wall and then you would teleport to that wall and then it would slow down a little bit and you could shoot another one and teleport two times. So it was like a way that you could like bounce off the walls and like you bamf like Nightcrawler.
Right.
And then the other one that I had was now it's not exactly the same as the stealing all of the loot, but it was a slot machine. It was like a gambler type character, and he calls down this machine that's like a slot machine, and your and the players, what your teammates would throw items inside it, and the more items you throw in it, the more rare stuff you get out of the slot machine. So it would be like, oh, we're going to throw in all our basic armor and our basic weapons and attachments, and then hopefully we get like a purple and a gold or whatever in exchange for it. Mm-hmm. That was my idea. So they stole essentially three ideas from me, and I am now going to sue them.
You do that.
Respawn, I'm coming for you, bro. I want my money. $6 million. $2 million per thing.
Very, very specific mm-hmm. number you have there. Mm-hmm. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Speaking about money,
yep,
and those asking for it, we have an indie news update. One of our favorite games at PAX East this year, Bacon Switch, launched a Kickstarter. And I'm just going to say, support this now. For two reasons. One, we're on the actual Kickstarter page. I saw this just now. Mm-hmm. Look at us, Steven. We're on the thing.
We made it.
Yeah, but it's like it's there. I saw it myself.
Our quote is there.
I saw it in real life. But the logo's there too. It's all neat and shit. So they launched a campaign just to add online multiplayer to this game, which I think it needs desperately because it's a fun game, but I can't imagine getting four friends in a house all the time.
Or ever
to play this game. Yeah, lately as it is.
Yeah.
So perfect time. And as of this recording, they've already reached half of their goal.
They're almost there. It definitely mm-hmm. needs it. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. I backed it. Full disclosure.
Me too.
But I only lose money if you all go out there and support it and it reaches its goal.
And this is not a sponsored segment.
No. We just really like that
game. That's when the Best Buy ads, which are coming in a little bit.
Right. Yeah. And we still got to do our bonus episode at
the back of a Best Buy parking lot. Yeah.
We definitely got to do that live from Best Buy. All right, so before we get into the dual screens report, which is where we're going to talk about the big three companies, a big story of the week, and a wild card story, let's dive into the stories that didn't make the cut. It is a huge list, so hopefully we won't spend too much time on these topics, but Andy, why don't you start us off with the first one?
The first news from Sony, we got an amazing, breathtaking story trailer for The Last of Us 2.
I did not watch it.
Holy hell. So I did watch it because I was told that it wasn't too spoiler heavy. Even though the cat's out of the bag for the whole game at this point, as it is. But two notes here I want to say. How does a game look more next gen than what we saw last week at Xbox's little stream? That's thing number one. Thing number two, the thing I thought I was spoiled on was not a real spoiler.
Ooh.
So I thought I had a major element of the game spoiled, but a friend of mine that read the spoilers said it was not accurate. That doesn't happen. I was like, excellent. Great, awesome, not spoiled. But there is something I do know about the game, but I don't know. And the best way I can describe it is as follows. It's like, let's say you're going to my house for like, you know, a game night. Mm-hmm. And Lane tells you, hey, just so you know, when you get there, Andy has a gift for you. Okay. You don't know the gift.
No.
But you're getting a gift.
I see.
So I know to expect something.
Okay, so.
But not what the something is.
Okay. Like when Avengers comes out and they go, dude, you have to see who shows up. And you're like, no.
Right.
Just like, telling me that is a spoiler.
Yeah, exactly.
Telling me that is a spoiler.
You'll never guess who kills who.
To expect something.
I'm expecting death. Or I'm expecting something to show up. Like, damn shit. You. Right, so I'm like in that realm. I'm like, something happens.
Yep.
I'm expecting something, but I don't know what the something is.
You don't know yet.
The details of said something. But beside the point, this trailer was amazing, breathtaking. I loved it. The game is almost upon us. The hype is real. And again, this game mm-hmm. looks more next gen than any game we've seen recently from other people.
Speaking of other people seeing games, Andy.
In the stream, yes.
You know who's not going to see any games for a little while?
Maybe China. Ever.
That's right. China. PS Store was suspended indefinitely in China for supposed security upgrades, and there's no roadmap for return. So we don't know if it was hacking. We don't know.
I think it was people trying to bypass region locks to get things that, that people in China couldn't get their hands on.
Sure.
We're getting it.
Very good.
And China was like, we don't want to give our people things that they like. We're China. You got to stop this immediately. So that's what happened, I think, in this story.
It is very possible. All right, Andy, hit us into the next story. This is a Nintendo story.
So the things I want to see, things we should see. Should see.
Should she?
Metroid Prime 4 dev Retro Studios is going on a hiring spree. That's correct.
That's good.
Battlefield, Tomb Raider, and Borderlands artists have now joined the team.
Yep.
This comes off of last month's announcement. Oh, it was in February. Yeah, Feb. Of new Super Lucky Tales developer, Crysis 3 devs on the team, which is great. I love it's. They're getting a lot of talent. Great. Diverse awesome. Talent.
Yep.
Yep. This just seems, I'm not going to see this game for like another 5 years.
If they're doing art, yeah. I mean,
we need some artists to come on the team.
We need somebody to draw Samus.
Can you draw just a helmet for us and a Metroid next to it? Yeah, I feel like it's going to go into the next Switch console or version of it. This ain't going to come anytime soon. We're not going to see it anytime soon. We're not going to play it anytime soon. This will not be coming out anytime soon. This is going to be like the next gen. This is going to be, this will be what Breath of the Wild was for the Switch. It'll be a next generation Nintendo console launch, but it will also be playable on the Switch.
Possible.
Get that smart delivery, bro.
Gotta get it.
You gotta buy it twice.
Yakuza Like a Dragon is coming to Xbox Series X at launch with smart delivery. Speaking of smart delivery. So yeah, but, oh, it's auto playing a video because fucking
don't do it. Don't do it.
Goddamn cancer.
Don't do it.
The line this is that we're getting. This is from GameSpot. The lineup of games coming to Xbox Series X is beginning to come into focus, and among them is the latest game in the Yakuza series. As part of Microsoft's new Xbox 2020 and Inside Xbox Stream, the company revealed that Yakuza Like a Dragon, commonly referred to as Yakuza 7. Will release on Xbox Series X, and it will be a launch title, no less. And of course, this is the one that is a RPG, right?
It's correct.
The turn-based correct. Combat.
This is also offering cool. smart delivery as well,
yeah,
which is cool. great for this.
Yep.
So, a quick point here is that this game was for this series longest time on PS on PlayStation consoles, then to PC, and just recently, sloppy seconds got to the Xbox One with. The first two remakes, but now they're getting the most current game at the same time that we're getting on PS4.
Excellent news.
This was lost in that dreadful presentation, which we'll get into later, but news like this, it kind of was like off the radar. Like it didn't even matter. No one cared about it.
Yeah, I still don't think the Western audience really cares as much about Yakuza as...
Well, Western PS4 audiences, maybe. Sony fans love this series, but I don't think it's a big thing with Xbox. And now it's lost the GTA kind of like gameplay. Now it's all RPG. So I think that'll make them even less inclined to buy it.
We'll see.
Yep.
All right, Andy, hit us with the next one.
Speaking of things in Japan.
Japan!
Tokyo Game Show was canceled, asterisk. It is now an all-digital event, which is what E3 should have done, you big fat dingus. You had, again, this is just points to you have an event that people like and look forward to. Why cancel it outright? Just do a digital format. We have the means, the technology to do it. But yet they're like, nah, we're not going to do it this year. We're just going to get you bothered. Corona, we can't do it. So Japan, being smart, was like, hey, our people like this event. The industry loves the event. It's good for Nintendo, good for Sony. Let's do it digitally. So great. So it's still happening, which is great.
Speaking of things that are not great.
And confusing as all fuck.
So
this is weird.
Last week we spoke about how EA was putting a bunch of games on Switch.
So good of them. So nice.
Which was great. But now we know why. And it's because they needed some goodwill for when they come out with something rub. Stupid. EA is not supporting smart delivery with Madden 21 because, of course, it isn't. So, this is coming from Screen Rant, and whatever.
This is so, beyond dumb.
EA is not supporting smart delivery with Madden 21 when it comes to playing the game on Xbox One or Xbox Series X. Instead, it's offering a deal.
Mm-hmm.
The game is the next title in the franchise, debut in 1988. Okay. Smart Delivery offers the gamer's ability to purchase the game for the previous generation and console, in this case, Xbox One, and always be able to play the best version of that game, whatever console they're using. For example, Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Valhalla will be a title that supports Smart Delivery. However, EA announced its plans for Madden 21 on Xbox Series X, and it's taking a different route from its competitors and not supporting smart delivery. Instead, the publisher is offering a deal, deal is in quotes, for gamers who purchase Madden 21 prior to December 31st, 2020, and upgrade to the Series X by March 31st, 2020. Essentially, fans who fulfill these prerequisites will be given a, quote, free upgrade to the Xbox Series X version of Madden 21. But they are not going to do that for anybody outside of those parameters. So while right. this is a good, that's probably the time people are going to be buying the game.
Maybe, possibly.
Possibly. Now, I have a question, Andy.
Sure, shoot me in the face with this news because it's so horrible.
Does this mean in some way, shape, or form that there is a possibility that next-gen games will be more expensive than current-gen games?
Ooh, that does raise a good question. Yeah, maybe. This is one thing we haven't thought of yet. Will they still be $60?
Because
I don't know anymore.
You buy the game at launch,
right?
Which I think it comes out in August, I think.
Because what do you have to lose? If it's the same exact price, but if it costs a little bit more, then you want to get those sales. Yeah.
So
I can see that happening. If it's EA,
and if it's backwards compatible anyway,
yeah,
I guess you could just throw the. I don't know. It's weird, because then I guess that does mean that there has to be different features. Then the game has to be.
I was wondering if you put in your Xbox One version of Madden 21 in your Series X, how would it be like? Oh, we got to dumb this down for the system. We can't play the better version of this,
right?
Huh. It's interesting.
It's a weird thing.
Thanks, EA, for being just the
EA. Thank you for being
butt,
you.
Dumb butt, as always.
Right, next.
Speaking of things that are not dumb, we're getting DLC, story DLC, from Mortal Kombat 11. Hell yeah. This was amazing. So we're getting a brand new story DLC that takes place after the game's ending. Which, did you finish it yet? Do you know how it all ends? Are you there?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's after Liu Kang and Raiden defeat Kronika, and then Shang Tsung's like, you're going to fuck shit up, bro.
Everything's ruined.
Listen to me. I'm very trustworthy.
I've only screwed this up 11 times.
We got some story. We got three characters. We got Shiva, which is, of course, of the Shokan race. She's the Lady Goro, as she was. We got Fujin, God of Wind, who we last saw over a bajillion years ago in MK Armageddon. And we're getting fucking RoboCop, voiced by Peter Weller himself, which is the best news of the day. One critique, though, in that trailer, he says, freeze, dirtbag. Great line. There's a better line he could have said. And that's, dead or alive, you're come with me. That is the peak RoboCop line.
True.
I'm sure it's in there, but
I'm sure too, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you're getting back friendships, which I haven't seen also since Mortal Kombat 3, I think. And stage fatalities. Deadpool came back. That's awesome.
So
now the pricing here is what's causing a little bit of a controversy.
But some rumbles. And I'm here to temper people. those
yes.
tempers. Because it's nonsense.
Really?
What do you yeah. You got season one. You got your season pass in season
I don't one. Think it was called season one, though.
It was a season pass. It was
season pass.
It was that's what it was.
Right.
It was season one. It was the right. the first roster of
also
characters.
Also, a great chunk of this, friendships and the stage fatalities, are a free update. So those don't count as part of this bundle you're paying
right.
for.
Right, the characters and the story. That's what you're paying for.
Right. Which the characters by themselves cost $6 each. For $7 each. Because you could buy them separately and not do the upgrade for the DLC story package. In any case, people are pissed. People are poor. What are you going to do? Give them free shit.
Do nothing. I mean, it sucks for people who traded in the game that now have to rebuy the game, now use games.
Right. It's like listen, this is a byproduct of how the system works. Like, if I don't buy a game at launch, it's going to be cheaper down the line.
Yeah.
This happened with Final Fantasy 15. When the Royal Edition came out, it was like all the DLC plus the game for the launch price. Right. Like, okay, it's been the fucking 10 years. I get it. That's how it's supposed to go.
True.
Like, if you early adopt, you run the risk of, you know, sales and bundle discounts. That's what happens. That's how it goes.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Apex Legends leads leave Respawn and form a AAA studio called Gravity Well.
This came out of nowhere today.
Indeed. Executive producer Drew McCoy and lead programmer John Slothy Shuring have a new studio. The pair have left Respawn Entertainment after 10 years where there to form Gravity Well. This new company will focus on blockbuster scale games, but it will do so while mostly working remotely with under 100 employees. They're opening in Los Angeles and they are looking to hire up staff immediately. There's a couple of quotes here. Starting a studio because because of how we want to make games. We want time to iterate on everything and get ideas and feedback from the whole team. We're building this studio to last for decades, and that doesn't happen without putting the team first. So it looks like they probably were just tired of working for EA.
Yeah, I mean, given recent news, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
We don't want to work for scumbags. We want to be our own thing.
The real reason, as we all know, is because they know my lawsuit is coming.
Mm.
And they wanted to get out of there.
Right.
Because they're thieves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was from VentureBeat, if you want to go see check out thieves that logo.
Is what they're on.
Damn right. All right, Andy, hit us up with the last of the
pre-news
report.
In the rumor column, apparently we're getting a Diablo 2 remaster.
Mm.
This comes from Forbes, the most reliable website when it comes to gaming news.
Forbes.
You can find. A report from the French site ArtuGamer, which is the actual precise pronunciation in case you're wondering, which has a pretty reliable insight into the Blizzard for some reason, not sure why, because they predicted Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4, which no one saw coming. Did you? Because I didn't see it coming.
No.
No way. That there's a remaster of Diablo 2 called Diablo 2 Resurrected.
Oh.
And because it sounds legit, it must be legit.
It's a little on the nose. That is it. Resurrected is a little bit on the nose.
Right. It sounds like a pipe dream and a fanboy wish. Like, I'm trying to will this into existence. But if it happens, you're picking the best Diablo game to remake. And what better way to distract from the mobile game?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
And plus, after Warcraft 3's disastrous remake, if you want to call it that, they gotta make good at some point. And do an actual proper. But then again, if they fudge that badly, do I trust them to make this game properly?
No, you gotta wait for reviews.
Maybe don't do it. Blizzard, stop.
Maybe just make Diablo 5 instead. Just skip 4.
Right. Just skip 4. Say, hey, it was gonna be shit. So yeah. we're going to 5.
It's the mobile game now. Yeah.
We're going to 5. It'll be out in 6 years on your iPhone 15 exclusive.
Whatever. All right, Andy, hit us up with our first story from the Dual Screens report.
This is, again, we're in Rumor Town. Let's go wrapping into Rumor Town at this point. Microsoft is looking to undercut the PS5 in terms of pricing.
Woo!
So the most reliable source, next to, of course, Forbes and ArtuGamer, Wedbush Securities analyst Michael Pachter.
Oh, this is the guy that's been wrong about a million things, right?
About everything.
Okay.
Has said, and I quote.
And I quote.
MS has a big balance sheet. If they want to cut the price by 100 and subsidize the first 10 million, they will. So I think they're waiting to have Sony blink first, and then they'll reveal the price at launch date. Sure. $400, that's his guess. Which, again, this is just, he's just saying because they're able to do it, that they're going to do it. But a few points I want to make here. Since when has Microsoft cared about console sales? I think they've moved past that because they flubbed it with the Xbox One generation, selling about, I don't know, a little over half of what the 360 sold. And if they could do this, and they can, they got deep pockets, they wouldn't do it in spite of this, because this is not their moneymaker. The Xbox division is not a moneymaker for Microsoft. So them taking a heavy loss on console sales just to get talking points and PR, saying, hey, we sold the most consoles, doesn't feel right to me. And they could have done it with the Xbox One X.
Right. There are a couple of reasons why this is completely bullshit. And and you hit a couple of them, but
right.
The other reason
Give me the rest.
The other reason is, then why come out with the cheaper versions of the One? Why come out with the all digital? Why come, you know, like, why do that?
Right.
Because you're trying to get an entry level and a higher end spec.
Right. You're trying to find a market somewhere. Like, who is going to support our console? We're gonna,
right.
Every ad we can reach out to.
That's why there's the rumor of Lockhart being a thing, is because they need a lower price. They want a lower price console because the Series X is going to be a premium priced console. It's just
and
going
this,
to be.
And this goes against the idea of what Game Pass is. Like, you're trying to sell your games on other platforms like your PC and your phone with streaming, with xCloud. You're not pushing. This has always been like, you're pushing a premium option for folks. Mm-hmm. It's the best console. It's the most powerful console. It's got all the flops you can imagine. It's got countless flops.
So many
flops. That's fine. But like, if it's all about pricing and it's all about for you selling a box, then just fucking make it $200 then, or make it for free and give it away. If you're going to undercut Sony that much, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it.
I'm not going to buy it also.
Speaking of buying things.
By the way, side note before you go on, this has been the best accidental segue show ever. Such a great flow we've had.
It's good. It's good. We're hitting it hard, as it were. So, boy, Animal Crossing New Horizons has sold quite a few.
Yeah.
It has already exceeded Nintendo's lifetime sales predictions.
Yep.
And 50% of the sales are digital. Half. Wow. Insane.
And there was also, breaking news also, Steven. Off the wire. There was a surge in Animal Crossing sales in the UK, up 135%.
That's a lot of percent.
Go on.
This is coming from NintendoLife.com. Earlier this week, Nintendo's fiscal year earnings report revealed Animal Crossing New Horizons had sold 11.77 million copies in just 12 days, making it, quote, the best ever for a Nintendo Switch title. A chart released by the company further detailed how the game shifted 13.41 million copies in its first 6 weeks, well and truly outselling the previous 3DS and DS entries with the same time frame. It wasn't just fans who were impressed with these initial sales figures either. It turns out Nintendo was also blown away by them. During the company's recent investor Q&A, Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa said these sales greatly exceeded the company's expectations and that they've already surpassed lifetime targets. Here's the full translation by Onidino of Nintendo Everything. The initial sales of Animal Crossing New Horizons have greatly exceeded our expectations. We were targeting the current sales numbers for the game's lifetime, considering fans have been waiting such a long time for this game, but it all happened at a much faster rate than we anticipated. Furukawa also noted how about 50% of Animal Crossing New Horizons players located across Japan, America, and Europe have opted with a digital copy of the game. New Horizons has already cracked the best-selling list of games on Switch, and has now technically overtaken Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee based on 6 week sales. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is still out in front with a total of 24.77 million sales to date.
That's quite the milestone. Now you make you wonder if it wasn't for Corona, would it have been this popular?
Probably not in the UK.
Yeah. Right.
Can't imagine in the UK they would have been gobbling this up as quick. Just
right. You know. This is also one of their biggest games of the year for Nintendo, so it's going to get gobbled up either way. But to this scale and so quickly, that's just insane. There's like what, 50 million Switch units out there? 55 roundabout?
Something like that. It's been a while since we got numbers, but
yeah.
when we did the Nintendo, you know, when this was Nintendo dual screens, you know, we definitely we had a lot of things to say about Animal Crossing. We wanted it. We thought it was going. We thought it was going to be a hit,
right?
But we based that off of the fact that they that it was because Nintendo didn't have really anything. So right. I think this was an exponential boost because of COVID.
Because right. When you have like a semi-starved audience for a new AAA game to come out,
right?
It all aligned for this game. It was like at the right time of the year for this to happen.
It's also the kind of game you don't need a physical copy for.
You don't.
The file download is not
in
that
fact,
large.
You didn't. You prefer it to be digital,
right?
That's why I bought
so
it anyway.
Just turn it on and play it, and turn it off, and go about your day, and
right. It's so easy to market to your friends, like, hey, I have this island, I have all this stuff, I got turnips, why don't you buy it and play with me? Yeah. I have a friend that only plays Pokemon games, has now, he's obsessed with Animal Crossing. And I think his hours spent in that game have surpassed all his Pokemon games combined.
Wow.
He's up day and night playing that game.
That's not how you play that game, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you can, but...
Yeah, I mean, you obviously can, but
eventually
still.
Eventually the sun goes down and you kind of got to do nothing.
You got to do more turns.
One of my villagers had a birthday today. It was very cute. Cherry has her birthday today. I'm sure others have had Cherry. I think Buzz Killington
had her
cake? Cherry.
She cherry got, pie?
She had a cake, but it was only me and one other villager showed up to her birthday party, but she was happy.
It sounds a lot like my last birthday party.
Yeah. I gave her a present. I gave her pleather shorts. Or
pleather,
no,
you
a
say?
A pleather skirt. She's wow. like a punk rock, like an 80s punk rock dog.
She wouldn't appreciate the leather, the actual leather. She'd go for the discount version.
I didn't have leather. I had pleather. So that's what like, she got.
She would say, don't spend too much on me. I'm okay with the pleather.
She was like, wow, this is great. And I was like, cool. And then I popped one of them party poppers right in her face.
Did you give her a popper? Is that what it is?
I popped her right in her face. She liked it.
Was she wearing her birthday suit?
She was wearing birthday. She had like a little crown on. It was cute. Her cake was there. The candles lit. She was
you know
dancing.
That cake is also a euphemism for other lady parts, right?
No, listen. your mind is in the gutter.
Her cake was out and about and you crowned it? Is that that's all I'm hearing?
She was wearing a crown.
You crowned her cake.
There was dancing.
Ooh.
There was a couch in her house. That was cool.
Wow, she has a couch. Look
she
at her.
She does. She was cute. but I'm having fun in that game, so I'm very happy that that
having
people are
cake
buying
and
it,
too,
people
apparently.
Are enjoying it. It's probably going to hit 20 million by the end of the year, which is nice.
End of the month, you'll see.
A month, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. All right, I can't wait to get into this.
This could have been the whole show.
This could have been. And Buzz is in the chat, or at least he was. So
this could have been
the
whole show.
Chat. It's time, bro. It's time to throw down, son. Let's do this.
You know what, Steve? I don't call L's before the end of the show. Mama call it now. This is a big fat fucking L for Microsoft.
Big L. L7 weenie.
Let's take a journey back in time, Steven, to April 30th of this year on Twitter. Xbox said, you want to see Xbox Series X games? We want to show you Xbox Series X games.
My eyes are closed. I'm ready for this.
Do you, though? Did you, though?
Mm-hmm.
So, this thing happened on May 7th.
Yeah, it happened.
We were promised a first look into Series X gameplay courtesy of partners. So, off the bat, third-party games.
Mm-hmm.
What we got was a bunch of sizzle reels. And no real gameplay. To break it down for you, Steven, there's an article I read, courtesy of ZeroLimitGames.com, that did a scientific breakdown.
Oh, science
we got, yes, by each game. We got a total, give or take, of 5 minutes of actual gameplay.
Wow.
In this half-hour
okay,
plus presentation.
Pretty, half-hour, okay.
You're right.
That's not too bad.
Like Dirt 5, we got maybe 6 to 10 seconds. Ooh. Madden 21, we got fucking nothing. Bloodlines 2, 34 seconds. Which, by the way, Bloodlines 2, I looked at it again. It doesn't look that great.
That's Vampire Masquerade?
Yeah. That it has like a terrible. I saw a screenshot of it was like a picture of a character with a PS2 model, and I'm telling you,
it looked terrible.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. And that's what and the game's premise and like the actual trailer looked cool, right. But those right. character models are atrocious.
I'm not sure if you were watching the live chat during this presentation. It was it was a bunch of L's going down the chat and people saying this is a waste of time. And how do you mess up this bad? You have so much momentum. You are being the most transparent with your next gen console. We've seen it. We've seen the controller, the console. We've done an inside breakdown of all the actual components and parts. And you can't deliver on the easiest part is showing off gameplay. And the worst offender of all, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Ubisoft, what are you doing, that bro? That was
an embarrassment. And my fiance was like, oh, when it shows the Assassin's Creed part, let me know. I was like, well, knowing this show's format and the hype, it's the last thing we'll see. What did we see, though? It was fucking nothing. Because I love the guy who was like, wow, and that was the awesome gameplay reveal. What? You didn't reveal shit. What are you talking about? You didn't show me anything.
There's another cinematic trailer.
This was so bad. Trailer. This was so bad that they had to apologize, Microsoft. And to add even further insult to injury, this video was so downvoted, it had to be pulled off of YouTube. It got so many dislikes. We got to hide it. Hide it away. Just hide it away. Like it never happened.
Take it down. So put it back up.
It was all a bad dream. But I want to get your thoughts on this because I'm sure you were watching while I was watching. I wasn't too blown away. My first thought was, this is quote-unquote next gen. What you're trying to sell as next gen. Now I get it. These are third-party games. They're not your own studios that don't know their hardware as well as they do. I understand that. Plus, you have the whole, you know, we're not going to have exclusive games for the first 2.5 years or 2 years. I get it.
You know what this was, Andy?
Tell me.
This is when you go to the nerd in school and you're like, hey, nerd, do my homework for me. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're like, you do it. And you just grab them by the shirt and you're like, do your fucking homework. And then you go to your teacher and you're like, my homework is coming around. It's just so good. My homework is perfect.
I have the best homework to show you.
I have the best homework to show you. Just wait until class. You're going to be blown away by my homework. And then the kid hands you homework and you're like, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Here's a nickel. Go buy yourself a soda pop. And then you go to your teacher and you're like, boom, here it is, homework. And it's just gibberish. And then the teacher goes, what the fuck is this? And then you're like, what? I'm sorry. I handed you the wrong thing. It's like, no, dude. You said it was gameplay. Did you not look at the fucking presentation before you said it was going to be a gameplay reveal? Did you not know what you were going to be showing, that you were going to be promoting for a couple of days? I guess it was only a couple of days. And then
no, it was over a week. That a week.
Whatever it was.
A week out.
You didn't know? You didn't look at it and know that that was something that was a possibility that people were going to have backlash over a half an hour presentation when you only showed them 5 minutes of gameplay footage and the biggest one didn't even have a fucking second of it?
Here's what I find the most bizarre thing is you've witnessed the PS5 GDC conference. You saw what happened there. It was like, ooh, like at least that was marketed towards a architecture, console, build out perspective, developer nerd speak. And it was clearly labeled that way. But people who can't read, we're let down. But listen, I get it. People thought one thing and they got a different thing. How could you not see that and say, you know what? We cannot do that. We got to be on our A game. We got to show actual gameplay. And then you don't. How do you mess that up to this extent?
I have a feeling what it was somebody was in charge of this. They thought it was enough gameplay. They took Ubisoft at their word that they were going to have gameplay. We're like, no problem. They got it probably the night before.
Right.
To put everything together. And they're like, well, fuck. We can't.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we can't reverse course now. I guess we'll just have to pretend this is gameplay.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody cares.
They won't notice. Like, yeah. Like,
we could you can twist it and be like, oh, it's not gameplay, but it's in-engine rendered.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I love the little caveat at the bottom that said expected gameplay on Series X. Like, so it's not even the actual gameplay.
None of them were actually running on a Series X.
It's what it's going to look like, they hope, on the Series X.
You know, and then you hear the apologists saying, well, they don't have the consoles yet. They don't have, all they have is the specs to run off of. That's bullshit. It's bullshit.
This thing comes out, you don't have dev kits?
We just had articles last week saying how Xbox Series X is already in production. You're telling me they don't have the spec? Get the fuck out of here. This thing
comes out in less than a year and you don't have dev kits? Are you fucking kidding me?
No. The issue is that they're stupid. The issue is that Microsoft was stupid, the Xbox division was stupid for a day, and they thought the viewers were stupid. And it turns out they weren't stupid. It turns out they can fucking read the bottom of a thing and see that it wasn't actual. If it was the same exact specs, but it was a PC and it wasn't an Xbox Series X, you didn't have to say that. You could say, yeah, everything you're going to see here is Series X. But that wasn't the case because they can't say that.
Right. And people were saying also, it was just nonstop footage. There was no like weird, boring like banter. Right. I understand that. I get it. But if you're showing garbage, it doesn't make any better. Because you're not talking, or it's making it better. Again,
just because you're not talking to me before you punch it directly in the balls doesn't mean make the punch in the balls any worse.
All right, so you cut out lame dad jokes. I get it, but still, like, worse.
As far as this, how it was crafted, so pointless. It was great. Like, boom, boom.
I love the format. That's how these shows should be.
But some of it was cool. But again, the game, like one of the games that they had there that everyone was like, oh, this looks really cool. It was one of the anime games. It's coming out.
Oh, that. Yeah, right. Scorn? Namco.
No.
It was a Namco Bandai. It was like Nexus something. I forget the exact name. Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, something like that. It's coming to everything else. Okay, great.
But that's the thing with this live stream is that things that seemed interesting, they were drowned out by how awful the whole thing was. Like The Medium, it's a game by Blooper Team. That's Layers of Fear, Blair Witch. They're doing a brand new game with the Silent Hill composer. I was like floored by that.
Recipe,
I was like,
for good stuff. Right there.
That's a great marriage, but that's lost in this bullshit. There's that other game, The Ascent, which we actually got 12 minutes of footage of the day after because they felt bad. Like, well, here's actual gameplay. You could have just shown that.
So what I'm
so you had the gameplay.
Was this Microsoft? Like, was it Microsoft saying, no, we want this, not this, and that. Like, I just don't get it. I just don't know if it was like an intern in charge of this.
I don't know. Was it a Sony plant?
Why
I'll do it for you guys.
Gameplay. If there wasn't,
I gotcha.
It makes no sense.
I'm gonna cut this shit together for you guys. I got the perfect reel. But again, this ain't. You know how fickle gamers can be. They're on your side up until your last fuck up. So now they have to come back from this. And that's the sad truth.
We have a lot of stuff coming in the wild card, and it's really the Jeff Keighley card.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is all you, buddy. This is so much stuff here. It's whew. This so also could be a show unto itself.
He's got a somebody asked, okay, any news or any other hints about the surprise game reveal, which he's saying, which is coming tomorrow, Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Today, if you're watching on YouTube. It's a fun announcement. People are just guessing random stuff. And no, it's not Batman.
Right.
Okay. Then
sure.
We have another.
Thanks for that.
Just
very
announced.
Very specific.
Summer Game Fest special event. Tune in on Wednesday at 11 a.m., for a special Summer Game Fest showcase and interview with Jeff Keighley. So he's got some sort of showcase and interview happening.
He's doing the little press tour, like, let me hype my shit up.
Yep. And this is from Kotaku. This is a list of all the not E3, which is what we're calling this, I guess, not E3 2020 press conference schedule. So we have Summer Game Fest, which starts at May 12th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. just to manage expectations, the Tuesday game is something cool and fun. Okay. The Gorilla Collective.
Yes, that is, this was announced today.
Mm-hmm, this is announced today. This is June 6th at 1 p.m. It's a multi-day showcase focused on indie and mid-sized studios hosted by Kinda Funny co-founder Greg Miller. Taking place across the weekend of June 6th, it will have two online press events. The first on that Saturday and the second on Sunday, followed by a day of demos and developer interviews on June 8th. Some of the studios attached are 11-Bit Studios, the makers of Frostpunk, Larian Studios, the makers of Baldur's Gate 3, Versus Evil, the people behind the Banner Saga, and Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire. The folks behind Disco Elysium will also be there, so that's cool. PC Gaming Show on June 6th at 3 p.m. This is a one-off broadcast that sounds like it'll take place during the larger Gorilla Collective event. This year's PC Gaming Show will again be hosted by former StarCraft pro Sean Day9Plot.
Yo.
So that there, you can have that. Steam Game Festival on June 9th through 14th. This is typically part of Keighley's Summer Game Fest. Technically, it's part of Keighley's Summer Game Fest, but they broke it out here on this list so you could see that it's going to be something different. Microsoft will also be a part of this event, so there's that. CD Projekt Red, Night City Wire is on June 11th, the makers of Cyberpunk 2077, which was originally supposed to come out in April. We'll have a live stream about upcoming game, so that's fun. EA Play Live 2020, June 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Traditionally, EA Play events let members of the public play demos and mingle with influencers, but this year's show will obviously be online. The publisher hasn't revealed what will be on display, but between EA Access coming to Steam sometime this year and Anthem 2.0 currently in the works, EA has plenty to talk about. That's true. What else we got? Ubisoft Move Forward July 12th at 3 p.m., so we got Assassin's Creed, obviously. Watch Dogs Legion will probably be there. Which, by the way, Watch Dogs Legion, that's now not coming out this year, is it?
It is not. It's been delayed until next year. Mm. Wow. That's kind of nuts.
Microsoft Xbox 2020 will be July, and that's to be determined. So obviously we're going to have, that's going to be the big Series X stuff. And then there's other things. We have Devolver Digital is supposedly doing something. Limited Run Games is supposed to do something. Square Enix, Warner Brothers. They haven't confirmed anything yet, but they probably will do something as well.
Steven, if you look at this list and you pluck out like Summer Game Fest, Gorilla Collective, the rest is what E3 would have been. Mm-hmm. And again, to the earlier point, how could they not have done this themselves? Like say, hey, Ubisoft, hey, Microsoft, hey, Nintendo, we're going to do the same thing. We'll do it in July, but it'll be under the E3 banner and get your shit ready for a presentation. But no. No. We have this instead now. And I think this is why E3 is dead. It is now done at this point.
People are
this
going
has killed
to
it.
vastly support this and prefer this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if the games they show, they're like, oh, and right now a demo is out exclusively on Xbox, or a demo is out right now exclusively on Steam. Go play the demo. The first level is on us. You know, go play it.
Right.
Like, cool. Yeah, for sure.
This is the future.
It is.
This is what it's going to be.
You know who else is the future, Andy? The children.
They are the future, yes.
The children are the future. So Jeff Keighley, I think, is the winner.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He single-handedly, like, and we knew he could do it, but he's single-handedly saving the gaming industry as far as giving them a platform to show their games.
And to award them and to celebrate them with the Game Awards.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. Of course.
So he's a huge champion of gaming in general. So I think having him swoop in to, like, salvage what E3 would have been by doing his own thing, it's like at the same time saying, this is the old model. It's dead now. Here's the new. And with the clout he carries, with his name behind all the stuff, it's going to be pretty huge, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, huge win for him. And for us, because we still get an E3 kind of a little bit.
Would it be interesting if, like, over the course of the next, like, 3 to 5 years, it slowly morphs into E3? Like,
like now it's like, an actual, we're live at the Javits.
Yeah, come to the Javits Center where we're going to show everything. We're also going to show everything online, but we're also going to show everything here.
Right.
You're like, wait, Jeff, what happened?
Wait a minute. What's happening?
See, what happened was.
What happened was I like money and ticket sales, so now it's a fan event.
Subscribers only.
Right.
Subscribe.
Follow
to
my
Keely.
TikTok, and
follow,
you can come to my
follow
show.
Follow my Keely. Become a Keely knight.
Become a Keely, a Keeler.
A key lime pie.
A key lime pyre.
Yeah.
Come to my show, free of charge.
I'll give you an emote.
I'll give you a Zoom backdrop for your meetings. That's what we'll do. Exclusive. Yes. Exclusive. It's me. It's a Doritos and a Mountain Dew background.
And Schick. Don't forget Schick Hydro Man.
Oh yeah. You know it, baby.
If Schick Hydro Man shows up at any point during any of these presentations, I mean, home run. Am I
Jeff,
right?
Can you just fund a game where he's like the main character?
Yeah.
It'd be like a Pepsi Man game, but better. It's a guy about shaving
Pepsi Man
instead of drinking sugar drinks. It's a way more better message for kids.
Way better. Hey, kids, we know you don't got hair on your nuts yet, but you will. Schick Hydro for men and your balls.
Biggest Loser, again, this is the obvious.
So what was their apology? Because I didn't read the apology.
Oh, God. Is it like we're dumb?
Well, I'm asking. What was it? Because you said they apologized, but I didn't
apology. Right. Let's look at some of this defense from people.
Oh.
Let's see. This is from Aaron Greenberg. Had we not said anything and just shown May inside Xbox show like we did last month, I suspect reactions might have been different. Clearly, we set some wrong expectations, and that's on us. We appreciate all the feedback and can assure you we will take it all in and learn as a team. By the way, that game was called Scarlet Nexus, that Namco game before.
So,
No, not good enough. Sorry. How do you not know what gameplay is?
You didn't. Okay. They set the wrong expectations by using the. See, there's something my brother always told me. When because I would work for him. I worked for him for 5 years. So when I would say something, and then he would react on what I said, and then I'd go, no, what I meant was this. And he goes, well, Steven, I don't care what you meant, because words have meanings, mm-hmm. and the words you said meant something different.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I want to say to Microsoft and the Xbox team. Microsoft, words have meanings when you say the word gameplay, and then also say Assassin's Creed Valhalla in the same sentence. That's what we expected.
Right.
You set the expectations. You didn't meet the expectations. You screwed it up. You know it. It's not feedback. You didn't get feedback. That's not what this is. This isn't people giving you feedback. This is people going like this. Oh, what happened? You bamboozled people into watching your shit for a half an hour.
And
what sucks is, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Andy, what sucks the most about this is they had cool things to show. Some of those games look really cool. Valhalla still looks cool. What they showed still looked cool. But you called shit a gameplay reveal for your next console, and on the bottom of the screen, you said, this shit isn't running on our next console. What expectations were you setting? Specifically that it was on the next console. And then you put words on the bottom that it wasn't for the next console. That's stupid.
Yeah, again, this isn't
and
like...
Buzz Killington in the fucking chat. At least Microsoft has shown something, LMAO.
See,
Sony hasn't shown dick. Bullshit.
What does that mean?
Sony still has two games that are going to outsell anything
I don't
Microsoft
understand. That's like
in the
worst
next
3 years.
So shut up!
It's like if someone takes a shit in your mouth and you're like, well, at least I'm being
at least
fed.
At least I'm eating.
At least I'm not going to go hungry. It's like, what? The mental gymnastics is what I'm the most amused by this. Like, Microsoft apologized. Like, they knew it was that bad. People knew it was bad. Just accept it. It was bad. Everything you didn't show anything.
There, I could play on an Xbox One. Everything. So they didn't show anything either.
Steven, this is Series X gameplay, right? This is next gen. Get that dirt physics, bro.
Get out of my face with Series X gameplay. If you want to show me Series X gameplay, that's fine. I'm more than happy to sit down and watch a half an hour of Series X gameplay of the various games that you have.
This wasn't it, though. It was Xbox
One. That is not what this was. Flash Series X. Period. End of discussion. This was Xbox One, and this was PC games.
Flash is a real.
Stop.
It was not gameplay.
Stop it.
Again, this goes back to the Xbox One launch, how you flubbed that so bad. And the marketing, oh, it's going to be like, we're going to go on the TV. It's digital only. It's going to be logged in and played at all times.
DVR.
Like, why don't you? I don't understand why no one learns. And I love how people say, if it was Don Matrick that ran this, it wouldn't have been, you know, Phil is the next. He's a brand new face. He's bringing it back from the grave, Xbox.
Again, an intern was in charge of this, and you can't convince me otherwise. There's no way Phil Spencer had anything to do with this. If he did,
he's a fucking moron.
There's no way, based on what he has done so far, that he had anything to do with this, because it was just too tone deaf. It was so Sony-like that it hurt.
Right. And at least Sony, there's a way out. It's like, we never said it was a console reveal. We never said it was gameplay. It was architecture. It was a tech-heavy deep dive.
Right. And the problem
was what it was. People thought it was.
Nobody wants that.
Right, yeah.
Please don't show us that. We want to see anything else but that.
You know what? This seems incredibly boring. Let's not release this.
Let's release this. And also show
Let's do a one cheap press release talking about the inner ear canal. That could work.
Yeah. Somehow Sony lost also this week because Microsoft lost. Somehow that happened.
Oh, the logic in that is so, yeah, I get it.
Somehow.
I totally get it. Yeah. Because they show nothing. Yeah. Listen, I hope at least when they do show something, Sony, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, learn from this. They should be like, here's PS5 actual gameplay.
Here's gameplay. And here's the PlayStation 5, which you've been asking to see forever. And here's literally anything else. Here's all those games that you're going to play right now on PS4. Don't worry. You can plug them in PS5, and they're going to get up-res to 4K, and they're going to run all smoothie.
But you know all that. Here's some actual PS5 gameplay. Next gen, here you go. Enjoy. Not here's expected footage of what it may or may not look like on next gen hardware, we hope.
So the big fat, big floppy L goes directly to Microsoft.
I'm just gagging on just, it this week.
This is one of our L's.
Our biggest L's we've handed out.
This is the big L.
Yeah.
I
think it counts for about 10 L's in my opinion.
Who the her? That's what you said. Microsoft. Xbox.
Steven, there's no hype because I'm so crushed by this L. It's crushed
me. I have a hype
zone. Oh, go ahead. Is it gameplay?
It's not a news story. It's a personal news story. It's something that I have done, Andy.
Oh, you've hyped? You're hyping?
I am hype.
You are hype?
Andy.
Yes.
A purchase has been made.
What'd you buy?
And I am official. Member
of
the PC Master Race.
Oh, my God.
It is currently being built as we speak.
Love it.
It is a beast of a machine.
Now, how many teraflops are in this beast?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Is it too many to count?
I could tell you the stats of it.
Can it run Crysis 5?
Probably.
It will.
Probably. Here's what we got on this bad boy, okay? We got a Ryzen 7 3700X 8-core processor.
I'm rising a bit right now in my pants. You can feel me.
16 gigabytes of DDR4 RGB RAM.
Yeah, those are words. Those are letters.
3200 megahertz.
Those are letters. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The EVGA RTX 2060 Super SC Ultra 8 gigabyte.
Sounds fast. It sounds like it can do things. So, this is you announcing that you're not going to buy a Series X.
This is effective immediately.
Yeah, it just quashed.
I no longer need an Xbox One X.
You don't.
I no longer need a Series X. I have
just get your Game Pass and you're good to go.
Game Pass and
Get your PS5.
Gets my like $60 for Windows, and that's it. And my $1 for a year of Game Pass.
So I'm going, when this beast is built in your home and it's all nice and pretty and set up, I expect your first plays to get a massive upgrade.
Not only that, but the first stream I'm going to do from this PC.
Are you going to unbox it? You're going to unbox it, aren't you?
I'm going to unbox it. I'm going to do the whole thing. But the first stream is going to be, it's going to be three things.
Tell me.
Three things. It's really hard for me to hold my pinky down when I do the number three.
Right.
I'm going to stream.
One of those.
Minesweeper. Yes. Solitaire.
And?
Excel.
Oof. Excel's the best game.
Microsoft Excel.
Microsoft. Hands down. All those formulas. Google it's like formulas. A never-ending game.
I'm going to put so many formulas in this thing, you're not even going to know what hit you.
Yeah.
You're not even going to know
what equals sum, and it's right like, where do you go from there?
So, my streaming will get an upgrade. My editing
will
get
an upgrade. Things will just
run a little quicker. My desk will get an upgrade because the laptop, which is one of the two screens of my computer, will go away. And then I can just slide the two screens over and just have the two screens here. It's going to be bellissimo. Now, it's probably going to be a week before I get everything that I have on the laptop onto the PC.
It's like having a third child.
Solid state drive.
It's like having a third child, you know?
Space Cadet Pinball, yes, Buzz Killington. Space Cadet Pinball is also
without a doubt
something that I will have to stream as well. We got to get all the hot Microsoft Windows.
Well, if you're playing great games, you know, like a Minesweeper and a Solitaire, you got to play Crackdown 3 in that bad boy.
This is true.
To really showcase next-gen graphics.
Does anybody have any questions in the chat? Or if you are listening later or watching on YouTube later, bro, just hit us up at NDS Podcast. You could email us feedback@ndspodcast.com. Or you could just leave a comment in the section below the YouTube video and we'll read it on next week's show. Very simple. Very simple stuff. So what do we got, chat? You got anything for us? I know it's on a little delay, so I'm going to vamp a little bit here. Going to say that the news was plentiful this week.
It was a lot.
13 pieces of news this week. It was good.
And we did it in just over an hour.
Just over an hour. We're really good at our jobs. My job, I mean.
This thing we do that we don't get paid for.
Definitely don't get paid for this. Speaking of, if you want to pay us,
patreon.com/NDS podcast.
So as little as $1 gets you into our VIP Discord, where you can hang out with us and our indie dev guests that are on the Dual Screens podcast. You also get a bonus show every month in which you vote the topic, which we still haven't recorded for the month of April. But it's happening. We're going to do it this week. And I apologize. But you know what? Life is hard. And that's all I got to say about that. Buzz Killington says, what do you think the Keeley game will be for tomorrow and Wednesday?
Nothing groundbreaking. Nothing, you know, megaton worthy. He says fun and cute and it's whatever. But I feel like just temper your hopes. It's going to be like fucking a sequel to Peggle 3. That's what we're getting tomorrow.
That'd be cool.
We're getting Peggle 3.
Wasn't Pixel Junk making something?
Oh, yeah, they were. Okay.
Weren't they making something new?
Yeah, listen, it's going to be something so out of left field. It's not going to be, you know.
I don't know, man.
You're 12
honestly,
or something.
I do this podcast, and that's great, but E3 being canceled and like all these companies scattering, I'm losing track of who has anything to show.
Right.
So like, I just need to kind of like recalibrate and figure out who has something that they owe us. Like somebody's got to be working on something, right? Like, I don't know. It's not going to be.
It's not going to break the headlines. It's not going to break the internet tomorrow. That's for sure.
I think Wednesday could, because Wednesday's like the bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
The interview and like all that stuff. So I don't know.
Right.
That could be I don't know. Now I have a question for you, Andy.
Oh, shoot.
Do you think it's time for Battlefront 3?
I don't know. I'm sure there's an audience for it.
Because next year their contract is up.
Right. I think let's take a break from Battlefront. Kind of over it.
2022, their contract is up.
Yeah, kind of over it.
I think.
Don't need it.
It's a biannual thing, right? Then they come out every 2 years, or is it every three years? I don't remember.
Yeah, just I don't know. Not really into it. Like, I get it. Two didn't launch that great. It got better over time, but still.
I hear it's a lot of fun now, but like, it's
right.
Again,
well, yeah, that's
games I would want to invest
Sea
in.
Of Thieves. It's great now. Yeah. No Man's Sky. It's great now. Can we learn from this? Can we launch things that are great and not fucking do Andromeda or a BioWare mentality or fucking Fallout, which gets worse over time for some reason? Hey, when you're thinking it was garbage, it's worse now. So
now everybody's stealing shit from you.
Buy it. We're going to loot your dead corpse.
People are hitting you over the head with a baguette. If there are no more questions, and it looks like there are no more questions, let's wrap up the show. Again, if you want to follow us on social media, we are at NDS Podcast. I am at BatChild27. Andy is at PantsGuy. You could go join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/DS Podcast. We had an influx of new members recently, so thank you very much for that. If you want to follow us on Twitch, where we do this show live each and every week, that's twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams. And if you want to watch it later on YouTube, it's youtube.com/dualscreenstv. And I am streaming my own stuff on twitch.tv/batchild. That's twitch.tv/batchild. Thank you to our contributors, Zazu Pitts. Thank you, Matt Murray. Thank you, Andrew Douglas, for all of our art, our music, and all that other fun stuff that you did for us. And again, if you want to support us on Patreon, it's patreon.com/NDS podcast. And if you want to buy merchandise, it's dualscreens.com/store. dualscreens.com/store. Andy?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to tell the kids before we go?
Yeah, I want to say a few things. First thing is that I can't wait for Thursday, because that Seinfeld episode is fucking amazing. It's going to change your life.
Which you can listen to right now if you want it early. Go to patreon.com/NDS podcast, and $5 gets you the episodes early.
Yes.
As early as we record them.
I also want to define the word gameplay as per Oxford. It is a noun. It is the tactical aspects of a video game, such as its plot, the way it's played, as distinct from the graphics and sound effects. So, Phil, that's what that word means. So get that in mind for next time, buddy.
Figure it out, bud.
And I love you all. Stay safe and don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. Nobody be dumb. Yeah. And as always, please be excellent to each other.